For this Shabbos, we'll continue with the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. We'll speak about clothing. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, in Perek Nun Ches, V'chibadto me'asos derechach. We're supposed to honor Shabbos by not engaging our own affairs. And Chazal understood in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, Shelo yehei malbushcho shel Shabbos kemalbushcho chol. Your Shabbos garments shouldn't be like your weekday garments. So one of the reasons why we have special clothes designated for Shabbos is for Kavod Shabbos, to honor the Shabbos with clothing that's nicer, that's more expensive than weekday garments. Another reason the Kobo actually claims is velovesh bigday Shabbos lichvot Shabbos. Not only that, v'sheyizkor shu yom kadosh v'asro basiyas melacha. The different clothing actually is there to remind ourselves that malacha is forbidden. I should know it's Shabbos, so I'm wearing something different. It acts as a reminder for me that I should be acting differently on Shabbos, and I will be able to refrain from doing malacha. It's halacha both by men and by women have an obligation to wear special garments for Shabbos, and it applies even when we're indoors, even when we're alone. And to quote Rabbi Adler from a drasha a few years ago, I don't know of a Taz or a Magen Avram whoever says that the Kiddusha of Shabbos changes at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos afternoon. It's halacha for all of Shabbos. Interestingly, it applies not only, according to some, not only to the outer garments people wear, a suit, shirt, blouse, skirt, etc., pants, but the Chida actually writes, Yishtadel lahachlif simlosav, you should change your clothing. Not only that, Va'ashri lemisha yeshlo begodim yuchadim mikaf regel va'ad rosh l'shabbos. That everything you wear is different. Maybe even other special socks you wear, special pair of tzitzis some people change, a special yarmulke. According to others, I quote from another Acharon, Chesed La'alafim, who says, Umatov im yuchal yached l'shabbos kol ma'shalovesh. Shelo yale olav shum malbushocho. Not have any weekday garments at all. Okay, that's certainly praiseworthy, but not necessarily obligatory. What I do want to speak about for the last couple of minutes is shoes. Are we supposed to change our shoes? So actually, it's a machlokas whether I need to change my shoes at all for Kavod Shabbos. Where does this come from? So some claim that it's based on a Yerushalmi in the sixth parak of Masechet Shabbos. There the Yerushalmi is discussing, it's also in the Bavli, at least this issue, what's called the sandal hamasumar. There was a gzera not to wear these sandals which had nails in them, a specific type of sandal because of a story that happened. Once people were wearing these types of sandals on Shabbos, and the authorities, or maybe the Roman authorities, came, and the Jews were hiding in a cave. And in the end, the Jews, they took off to protect themselves. They used these sandals, and they ended up killing, unfortunately, many of each other, of their own brethren, and not the enemy. And because of that, they made a gezerah not to wear the sandal hamasumar on Shabbos at all. So the Gemara wants to know, hold on, if that's the concern, why is that have to do with Shabbos? The story took place on Shabbos, but people wear these sandals all the time. They should be, if they're dangerous, they're dangerous. And the Gemara asks that question. But Gemara says, Me'ata afilu b'chol. So then the Gemara says this phrase, Lav urche debarnosha mehave le train sandalin chad l'chol of chad l'shabso. So it literally means, it's not the derech, it's not the manner of a person to have two sandals, one for weekday, one for Shabbos. So the simple reading of the Gemara is, oh, people wear the same shoes. Shabbos are chol. There's nothing special about wearing special shoes for Shabbos. And others read the Gemara as a rhetorical question. Lav orche, is it not the manner that people have different shoes on Shabbos in a weekday? Since this story took place on Shabbos and people wearing special shoes on Shabbos, that's why this decree is only for those special shoes that people wore on Shabbos. So you see, two different ways to read the Gemara come to two different conclusions. According to one opinion, I should have special Shabbos shoes as I have special everything. And according to others, no, there's no obligation. And therefore, a person has to walk, you know, to see someone in the hospital, they're walking for a long walk. Should I keep my uncomfortable Shabbos shoes on? For two reasons, though. It's not good for your back. It's not good for your feet. So I'm telling you, you should wear the comfortable shoes. And number two, it may not even be a din of Kavod Shabbos at all to wear special shoes. Wishing everyone a Shabbat Shalom.